Thousands of poor people in Colorado are going without food stamps, Medicaid, and other benefits because of malfunctions in the state's new computerized welfare system. Now the state is being sued to correct the problems. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Colorado's old welfare benefit system was obsolete, so the state paid $200 million for a high-tech new computer system, which went online September 1st. But the transfer created a huge backlog. Thousands of files were lost, and needy families vanished from the welfare rolls. Many desperate people without food stamps have nowhere to turn except to community food banks like this one outside Denver. Cans of soup are stacked high on metal shelves. Crates bulging with bananas and winter squash line the floor.
Where would I go for spaghetti if we needed spaghetti?
Here's some up here.
Volunteers fill cardboard boxes with a five-day supply of food for clients such as 44-year-old Stephanie Vigil, who's raising her three grandchildren. She recently lost her job. In October, she applied for food stamps and has been waiting ever since.
I'm really stressed, to be honest with you, because I keep calling. You know, the kids need food, they need cereal, they need milk. I hate to keep coming to food banks. You just feel so bad.
The food bank's director of development, Mag Strittmatter, says the state's ongoing computer problems have stretched her agency's resources to the limit.
We have never, in the 36-year history of this agency, seen demand so high. It used to be that if we helped 170 households a month, that was a busy month. There are days when we help 170 households a day. I mean, that's just reality now.
And the problems don't end with food stamps. A lawsuit brought by the Colorado Center for Law and Policy charges that poor people, including pregnant women and elderly nursing home patients, are also being denied Medicaid benefits. State officials concede that the transition has been rocky, but Liz McDonough with Colorado's Department of Human Services says the glitches are getting fixed.
The system is getting faster every day, and we are now processing at a rate that is faster than the systems that were replaced.
But not fast enough. Federal law requires food stamp applications to be processed within 30 days. According to attorney Ed Kahn, who filed the lawsuit, some 28,000 applications are overdue and another 70,000 need reprocessing. Federal officials clearly are concerned. A team from the U.S. Agriculture Department, which administers the food stamp program, flew to Colorado last week to address what they're calling a serious problem. Spokesperson Jean Daniel.
We are going to get a corrective action plan from the state on this issue within the next several weeks.
Not good enough, says attorney Ed Kahn. He's in court this week, arguing that needy families have already waited too long. With the holidays approaching, he's demanding immediate solutions and a court-appointed monitor to make sure the job gets done. Elaine Corey, NPR News.